Good morning. It's time to start worship here at the Poplar Warner Church of Christ. If you are a visitor, we'd like to welcome you. If you are a visitor, there's the cards in the pew in front of you. If you'd fill out this card, we'd love to have a record of your attendance, and you could have a loaf of bread in the foyer after church as an honored guest. We hope you come back. We'll sing 410, 410. If you're using the songbook, we'll sing all three verses. Then we'll be led in an opening prayer. 410.
He leadeth me, O blessed God, O word with heavenly comfort from whatever I do, where I be, still it is God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Sometimes it seems a deepest wound, sometimes where Eden's flowers bloom, by waters still or troubles sea, still
please pray with me. Our wonderful Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, is it a joy and a pleasure to come here and worship with the saints, to sing songs unto your name and worship you in prayer and thought and praise and to hear of your word. Father, we ask you be with Charlie this morning. Give him wisdom, courage, and guidance, and strength in delivering the message you would have for us. Father, we ask that you be with our sick and our elderly. Please be with Sharon Bite. Please be with PW and his wife, Kathy. Help them to get over the COVID. Please be with Hazel McCoon, Father, as she transitions to a different home. Please be with all those that are on the sick list, Father, and help them get their much needed health. Father, we ask that you'd be with us as we restart our youth program this week. We pray that the helpers would all be strong and have faith, and you would keep us all healthy for the children, Father, to teach them of your saving word. Father, be with us the rest of this service. May our hearts be open to your word and your truth. Please forgive us of our many sins. And we can never thank you enough for all you've done for us. It is in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Next song will be hymn number 442, and we will, let's be standing if it's convenient. 442.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Please be seated. Next song will be hymn number 323. Three, two, three. The song before the Lord's Supper this morning will be hymn number 315, 315. We'll sing all four verses of this song. This is to prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper.
Does everybody have all their emblems? Does anybody need some? If you would, grab your Bibles and turn to Matthew 26, verse 26. Now, as they were eating, Jesus took the bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Would you please pray with me? Almighty God, we come before you humbly, thanking you so much for the wonderful sacrifice that Jesus agreed and gave his life for the sins of the world. Help us to be mindful and help us to reflect on our lives each and every day. Help us to live the way that you would have us live. Help us to this time partake of this bread which represents his broken body on the cross, and help us to take it in a manner pleasing to you. All these things we ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Would you pray with me again? Almighty God, as we continue this prayer, we thank you so much for the sacrifice that Christ gave for all of us. His precious blood that was shed on our behalf. Help us to be mindful of this and help us to think of it each day. At this time, we partake of it in a manner pleasing unto you. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Now, as a matter of convenience, this is a time we offer a prayer for the contribution. And out in the foyer on each side, we have a box for the contributions. So if you give what you can when you can. Go with me in prayer, please. Almighty God, we thank you so much for all the wonderful blessings, the homes we have, the jobs and the incomes that we have, the families that we have, all the things that you provide us. Help us to give back a portion to you to continue the work of this wonderful congregation. Help us to give with a cheerful heart. All these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Next song will be hymn number 446, 446.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy strength.
The song before the lesson this morning will be hymn number 535, 535, and we'll sing all three verses.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land.
Invitation song following the lesson will be hymn number 469, hymn number 469.
The scripture reading this morning will be from Colossians 3, 12 through 15. Therefore, as chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful.
We registering now? Okay, sorry. I forget to do that every once in a while. I get deep in thought, which is probably not very deep, but anyway, good to see y'all this morning. Good morning. Good to have the sun shining. Good to have a little bit of moisture. It may not have been exactly in the form we wanted, but beggars can't be choosers, right? We'll take it however we can get it. So we was glad to get the moisture, and it sure was neat for the kids to be able to play in it some. And I know there were some pretty decent snow drifts out there. That's a good time for the kids. Have a couple of birthdays this morning for this week. Boyd Brown's is tomorrow, I think. Isn't that right? Tomorrow? All right, how many is it, Boyd? Six tomorrow. Happy birthday tomorrow to you. Good to see you this morning. Have Bill Welch is on the 11th. Elena and Lyle Brown have their anniversary this week on tomorrow on the 7th. So happy anniversary. I saw her. There you are. Sorry. I go blind occasionally. Lisa will tell you that. Happy anniversary to you. And also, today is Megan Parr's birthday today. So happy birthday to you, Megan. We wanted to save you to the last since today is the day. And so just want to wish you a happy birthday. And I tell you, that woman has a smile on her face all the time. It's the sweetest smile, and you can't help it. But when you get around her, you can't help but get a smile on your face. And more of us need to be like that. It's just infectious, and thank you for having it on your face. I've seen her cry with a smile. It's great. It's awesome. It's just wonderful that you have that great a personality. So happy birthday to you, and have a very blessed day today. Want to say thank you to everybody that was able to make it out yesterday to Chandler, Oklahoma, and bring the kids and drive the kids and deal with the kids but it was a great time. I had about 29 kids and had quite a few that wasn't able to make it, so that was a great deal. We had a lot of fun, and so want to say thank you to the folks that financially made that possible, who are anonymous. I have no clue. Just want to say thank you, and the kids really enjoyed it. So thank you for them, to y'all, and whoever that was. And you know, I tell you that the between the bowling and the laser tag and the golf and the games and the pizza and all that, it was a good time. And the women learned a lesson yesterday. You don't take on men in laser tag. I feel like I need to step out here and do the wrestler belt deal, you know. We hung 21,000 points on them women. Three guys, Danny P, Gallen. Yep. Where is he this morning? Not here, okay. We hung it on them. Now, I'm telling you, it was a slaughter in laser tag. Seems like I said a couple weeks ago, it ain't if you can do it. No, we had a good time. It was a lot of fun. The kids had a blast in laser tag and bowling. My right forearm, from bowling, I'm sure that was like a 55-pound bowling ball that could not have any with finger holes big enough. And so I finally find one that was big enough, and I think it was too heavy. But anyway, we had a really good time. Would like to, and it'll come up in announcements, but just there ain't no sense in not double announcing it. That singing, first Sunday singing is tonight, so let's get back together and enjoy some singing tonight and some fellowship. And look forward to seeing y'all tonight at 5:00. Also next week, hopefully Hazel McEwen will be able to be here next week. Was going to shoot for this week. She is going to be moving, but but wants to come see everybody, and so she can be closer with family and for health reasons. So hopefully next week we'll be able to get to see Hazel and wrap our arms around her, so to speak, and probably physically as well. We are in our study of the one another's. Oh, don't forget to get your small. Sorry, it was under the small groups are out there on the. All the numbers should be fairly accurate. If they're not, then just keep punching numbers until you figure it out. Or ask Lisa for the correct number if it's not correct for some reason. But we're in our study about one another's. And we've studied about loving one another. And we've studied about encouraging one another. And so today we're going to be about bearing with one another. And so this one's an interesting topic, to say the least. Well, they really, all of them are, but bearing with one another. And if you would, grab your Bibles and flip over to Colossians 3, to our scripture reading this morning. And let's take a look at bearing with one another. And it's worded a couple of different ways. And that's something that I want to look at this morning in the different manners of which this is visited in Scripture, and how we should apply this to our lives and to each other. You know, bearing something is, you know, carry the weight of and support that which is before us, or enduring something. So let's keep that definition in mind of bearing something, as the idea to carry the weight of or support when we talk about each other. So Colossians 3, there and it says, so those who have, there in verse 12, by the way, sorry, Colossians 3, 12. As those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved. It just is very interesting to me, though. Chosen. Kids, listen. Y'all been chosen by God. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? So that those who have been chosen by God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Put on bearing with one another. So there you go. Put on, so the first part of that was put on these things, and bearing with one another is how that is put on bearing. When, and bearing what? With. I've looked in Scripture and I have not seen it anywhere that it says bearing on one another. We'd like to put some weight on people, right? No, that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to carry weight, distribute weight. We're supposed to support, not bear down on one another. So let's don't get the word, even though the spelling is the same, bear down and bear, or bear, grizzly. It's not, this is in support. So we're not trying to put weight on someone or put our thumb on the back of someone's neck or put our foot down there, or a knee, or any sort of, we are trying to help lift weight, support the weight, carry the weight. And forgiving each other. We're going to get into this here in a couple weeks on forgiving each other. For you, those of y'all that missed Sunday night, last Sunday night, it was kind of a quick little deal, but in a couple of Sundays when we get to forgiving each other, we're going to revisit a little bit of that and add into it. this idea of weight, taking the weight off of somebody. You know, have you ever been overloaded? My truck sees that pretty regularly. Ronnie's truck is overloaded sitting in the driveway before he even pulls out, right? You just keep piling on. And I know occasionally my truck would like to have the weight lifted off the springs. Because, see, here's what happens on trucks once they are overloaded for too long, for too length of time, for too many years and too many miles, the springs become overarched. So instead of going up, they are going down. And they don't give the support, and they wind up failing because they are overloaded for too long. And I feel like that some of us in our faith and in our walk together are too oftentimes so overloaded that we become overarched. Our springs are bent over backwards. They don't have the flex anymore in them because of just we're overloaded individually. Brothers and sisters, that's not how this is supposed to go. Scripture is fairly clear in this, not fairly. Scripture is clear in this that we are to help lift them and take some weight off the springs of each other so we don't become overarched and sagging and then wind up failing or breaking and cracking. My fuel trailer and tool trailer, it's got a welder on it and some boxes and a couple of fuel tanks and other air compressor and other stuff, yada, 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 yada. Well, technically speaking, by the weight, if you do the weight ratio that I've got on there and then the weight that the axle is rated for supposed to be, I should not be breaking springs. But I break springs on this thing pretty regular. So now what I've done is said, well, fine. We're going to bypass the technicalities here, and we're going to just overspring you. That way, but it was riding so much smoother to have the springs on there that was weighted like it was supposed to be. And it was not doing the job. Well, so many times, pastures are not exactly smooth. Logan County roads aren't either. We've discussed that. And then when you kind of ease off the edge of the road occasionally, things happen. You hit a rut. So what? Anyway, it couldn't take the added pressure. So we had to beef up the springs. So now it's got 8,000-pound springs under it instead of, so that's 4,000 per side instead of 3,500 per side. So we had to beef them up a little bit. And brothers and sisters, we need to help beef each other up just a hair. And it's only made possible through God. See, God can beef us up. He can, hey, your springs are getting a little weak. You used to get them re-arched. Take them down to City Spring. They're not in business anymore. But they could kind of flex them back up and replace the ones that was sure enough weak. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to bear with one another. With one another. Let's go to Galatians 6. Sorry. Galatians 6 and verses 1 and 2. And take a look at another bearing passage. Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2. Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Each one looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. And then it goes on right after that. For if anyone thinks in verse 3, that he, for if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, not in regard to another, for each one will bear his own load. Now, wait, we're to bear each other's loads, bear one another's burdens. We are to help support. I'm sure you've heard the terminology, a load-bearing wall. Right? We've heard that terminology, a load-bearing wall. Is that a load-bearing wall or is it not a load-bearing wall? Because if it's a load-bearing wall, what that means is it's essential to the operation. And if you don't have that wall there, the roof's going to come down on you. Right? And so you got to have that bearing wall there, that load-bearing wall in place. And if not, you have to support it in some form or fashion with a beam or something. If you want to get rid of that wall, there has to be something there to take the wall's place. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, the walls have been kicked out on our brothers and sisters without a beam or something being put in place. Things happen in life. And we need to go help support that roof, support that weight, and by doing so, bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. See, when we're not bearing with one another, when we're not help supporting one another, when we're not help carrying one another, sure sounds like here in Galatians 6:2, we're not fulfilling the law of Christ. Sure sounds that way. How many times, and we don't want to ask for help, right? Who wants to ask? I can't stand to ask for help. It drives me nuts. I won't do it. I mean, my old jaw just tightens up. No, I can do it. I can do this. I can do this. And then you get in a point and you keep getting worse. The other night I got stuck in the sand and I just was mad. Oh, I was mad that I was stuck in. I put myself in that position and then I got stuck and I could not get out. Walked, got the tractor, got up there and then realized I didn't have a chain. So I hooked up a 10,000-pound strap, snapped it, like it wasn't even there. I mean, ding, like that easy. So I drove back down to the semi and got a chain. Come back up. Now I'm in the tear off the front bumper at this point. At all costs, this truck's coming out of there. Except then I just about got the tractor stuck, trying to get the truck out at all costs. Couldn't do it by myself. It just wasn't happening. And I was willing to tear stuff up not to have to call somebody. And then I had to call. I put it out on Facebook and had folks call. And Ricky wound up being my brother-in-law. Ricky wound up being close. And he come over and got in there and helped me get out of the bind. Sometimes we just can't do it by ourselves, brothers and sisters. God didn't put us together to be by ourselves. He put us together to work together, to bear together when times, things get heavy and weigh like an anvil on our head. The roof's caving in. It's falling in on us. We are here to help lift each other up. And if we're not doing this, we're not fulfilling the law of Christ. Romans 15. 1 through 3. Now we who are strong ought to bear the weakness of those without strength and not just please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. For even Christ did not please himself. We are to regard others as more important than ourselves. See, we're not lifting each other up. We're not bearing with one another. We're not help supporting. When we're not lifting that weight off somebody's shoulders, it's because we really are just putting ourselves above someone else and not regarding someone as more important than ourselves and their situation and for their good and for their edification. And here we bring up Christ again in this one. And Christ did not please himself. Let me ask you a question. Do you feel like Christ has bared anything of yours? Has he bared any weaknesses of ours, of mine? Has he bore any problems that I've had? He bared them all the way to the cross. Not some of them. All of them. He bared all of our problems and our weights and our faults and our weaknesses all the way to the cross. Now, I want to make sure that we understand this definition of bearing, because we're going to go to Ephesians 4 and take a look at this, because this is a different meaning. Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. And this is a little bit different verbiage to speak of. Therefore, I, a prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Did we stop there at 3? Did I tell you 3? Okay. Bond of peace. Go back to verse 1, Steve. Implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling. See, when we're not doing these things, we're not answering the call of Christ, we're not fulfilling the law of Christ, we're not being Christ-like, we're walking in the manner worthy of the calling in which you have been called. Go to verse 2. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another. Now, tolerating's got a little bit different definition. The ability or willingness to tolerate something, in particular, the existence of opinions or behavior that you do not necessarily agree with. See, brothers and sisters, sometimes we're not going to always agree on everything, so we need to have some tolerance for one another. Bearing with one another in this walk together. Sometimes we may have differences of opinion. And that's part of the problem, is its opinion. Now, when it comes to God's Word, when things are nailed down and they're black and white, and then we've got God's Word, that is our rock. This is our steady place. But when we start bringing opinions in, we're going to have some tolerance for one another. Tolerance also has a second definition: capacity to endure continued subjection to something without adverse reaction. So as we tolerate for one another, we can bear with one another without getting agitated. So let's say we're dealing with someone that is agitated or aggravated or angered. that we can be of this kind of keel, even keel, and not rise to that occasion of being loud and obnoxious and aggravated and angered and all of those things in that same scenario. So we are to bear and to tolerate. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Those who are married, what do? We bear with each other. We carry each other, do we not? And there's a lot of times we have to tolerate one another, that we have a difference of opinion, that we have a difference of ideas, and so we have to tolerate one another. So our marriages should resemble this walk of, what was it in verse 1? A call, this walking in a manner worthy of the calling. So oftentimes our marriages don't represent this at all. So it's no wonder that the church doesn't represent this. We can't even do it to people, much less a bunch of folks. So no wonder a lot of times it doesn't seem like this is the resemblance of what we're supposed to be. We have a hard time functioning with two. Then we add a bunch, and it just puts it on steroids, makes it worse. And then it gets amped up to a point where it's just, it seems unbearable. But I want us to get this idea of tolerating. I've never heard the terminology, a load-tolerating wall. Y'all ever heard that? Well, I inspected this house, and this house here, this wall here is a load-tolerating wall. It just tolerates it, is all it's doing. It really don't want to, but it's doing it. No, we want that to be a load-bearing wall, right? So, yes, we are to tolerate. We are to have this patience. Patience is used here in both scenarios, by the way, and gentleness. Gentleness and patience is used in both of these. And love is at the core of all of this. So when we go to bear with one another, we want to be that strong. We need to be this strong person that can bear it and that can hold it up, spiritually and physically speaking. Reminded of 1 Corinthians 13. What does it say there? Love bears all things, does it not? Believes all things, but love bears all things. So when we talk about love being a part of this idea of bearing with one another, it's a key ingredient. When we studied a few weeks ago about loving one another, this is one of the ways we show loving one another is to bear and to tolerate each other with each other and help each other and support each other. This is the idea of love to fulfill the law of Christ. Once again, if we are not loving, if we are not encouraging, if we are not bearing, if we're not in tolerance and in patience and gentleness, we are not fulfilling and acting out and living out Christ in our lives. We're actually just being puppets for something else. This is not a fake it till you make it scenario. I like that because it rhymes. But that's not actually accurate, brothers and sisters. You can fake this and you are not going to make this. Right? We can do that. We can fake it till we die. And that'll get you to you know where just as fast as if you don't fake it at all and don't act and profess anything. That's the same passage, same ticket, same road. So we can fake it as disciples of Jesus Christ, as followers of Him, or we can make it. We can do this through God with people. This is impossible, right? We looked at that last week, I believe, or the week before. With God, all things are possible. So it is possible to bear with your wife when she seems unbearable, which is often. Right? Right, guys? I mean, that's what we think. Oh, I just bear with her all the time. She never has to, right? Right, men? All the forbearance is on us with them. They never have to bear with anything about our attitude and our issues. And you know, it's just so easy. But we need to think of the other person and not fake this deal of bearing. Isn't it easy to say, oh, I'll be there for you. Hey, give me a call if you need something. Isn't that easy? Anything I can do to help you, just give me a holler. That is so easy to do. How many show up and say, I'm here to help? And don't do the, well, if you just need something, holler at me. Because most of us are like I am and won't make the phone call, right? We won't do it. How many will show up and bear the load? Jesus Christ showed up and bared the load for us, brothers and sisters. He did it. He didn't wait. Well, I'm going to wait until I get the call from old Charlie Ward that he needs my help. Yet, while we were sinners, he died for us. He bared it like none other before and none other since. But we are to be Christ-like. If you need help bearing in this idea of bearing and lifting and supporting each other and hanging in there tight with each other, if this is something that you struggle with, or you struggle with tolerance when we have differences of opinions, we ask you to come forward this morning as we stand and as we sing.
Be seated.
It's not closing prayer, of course. Would you bow with me? Heavenly Father, we appreciate so much the blessings you've given us. We thank you for blessing this congregation, Lord, with an abundance of knowledge and wisdom and love for each other. Father, as we continue to study your word and apply it to our lives, help our brothers and sisters, and we know that we're helping ourselves as well. Thank you for Jesus and his bearing the load. of our burden so well. You were very generous, Lord, in that effort right there, and we appreciate your generosity. Thank you, sir, for being with us and walking with us each and every day. Thank you for blessing us, and thank you for taking care of us, and we thank you for looking out after the sick folks in this group and other group, and we know that you know what's best, and we just give you the praise for that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Closing song will be hymn number 461, 461. We'll sing the first verse. Then we'll have a closing prayer, and our announcements will be dismissed. 461.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love,
let's pray together. Our Father and our God in heaven, Father, we are thankful to be here today. We're thankful, Father, for the word that's been preached. Father, we separate ourselves as we go to our homes, as we go about our activities. Father, let us remember these words. Let us practice these words. Let us practice your truth. Father, we pray that you'll be with us. Give us faith. Give us courage and to live to your glory. Father, we pray that that you will increase our faith to live to your glory. So, Father, be with us and help us to glorify you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.